sitting in front of my PlayStation, bored by hand-eye coordination. I miss all my one-night stands, I'm stalking them on Instagram. Homeschool needs to be banned. This is the house of the damned. Home lockdown, I wish I wasn't at home lockdown. Home, where I wanna be escaping. Home, where I'm down low vaping. Home, where I'm masturbating silently for me. Every day is an endless nightmare of white claws and coronavirus scare. Netflix looks the same to me. The movies are so lame to me. HBO is not TV, but Westworld makes no sense to me. Home lockdown, I wish I wasn't. Home lockdown, home, I wish I was escaping. Home, where I'm down low vaping. Home, where I'm masturbating silently for.
This is my me time in here. Don't come in here.
Oh, no. Sit in the corner, cower, behold the child. Wow, it's wild hour. We bring my power. Now you be God now, sir. Well, you gotta start us out with a mild flower. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the D5 flower. On the floor of the town shower, sunset and gower. Bottom of the sister bar, Jack Bauer. One later, or you need an hour. Wild hour is the wildest hour. It's not yours, it's mine, it's ours. Wild hour. Bow to the power of the wildest hour.
If this was a two-man shoot, if I had a skeleton crew of two instead of one, the doorknob, you would have seen the lock. But it was just me filming the doorknob. I couldn't do it.
What can you do?
And my wife, I thought, looked really bad from that angle.
You could have done a stop-motion animation.
That was very controversial because my mother was over, like playing cards, sitting there at the table. And like one of my buddies was like, "Well, bro, your mom can't fucking be there, bro. She's got to be on the outside of the fucking window." And I'm like, honestly, dude, like if my son has it, I want to get it and die because I don't want to live in a world without my son. I don't know, but she's just like, fuck it. I want to come in and see my grandson. So we let her in. Are we bad? Are we bad quarantiners? I mean, Redondo Beach is not a hot spot.
Y'all are fucking
Look, here's the thing. At some point, you're gonna have to give someone a hug, you know? I mean.
Yeah. At some point, you're going to have to come face to face with the fact that you killed your mother. You know what I mean? And it's on you. And it was that.
Yeah, but
hug.
You won't know that. We won't know that when you're hugging them.
Right.
So enjoy the hug.
Yeah.
Enjoy the hug. Oh, my God. The fuck? That's how you get it.
Yeah, but he wasn't making any noise or talking when he pulled it out, so we never saw.
Well you saw. You, I mean, you guys saw.
You have to describe what he did. Well, for those of you tuning in.
But isn't the viewer getting the three box as well?
No. The three box is for you, man. The yellow box is the viewer.
All right,
I don't know how to do a manual.
It's just gallery viewed, bro. It's like the little view thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but look at when you see there's a little yellow box.
You barely could fucking scroll. So of course you don't know how to, dude.
Look at the yellow box. See how the yellow box.
Scrolling home. I wish I was. Hey, Mort, I'm mad as hell.
Because my friend Jason doesn't know how to scroll. All right, so if I take my sweatpants off, okay, I have to make noise so you see me do it. Otherwise, I never did it. Is that what happens? These are my board shorts.
Okay,
these are my boardies.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing right now, but this is making it really awkward. I feel really weird right now. And am I supposed to feel weird?
Yeah, dude.
Am I supposed to feel weird?
You ate edibles, bro. You're supposed to
feel weird. You ate them fucking edibles. Dude, you're so fucking rad, bro. You think you're so fucking rad, bro? Fuck you, bro.
What was the number on the edible that you ate? What was the dosage?
Oh, it really wasn't that much. It was only like 20.
It was a 20. When you see the weed at the weed store, do you go to MedMen on Santa Monica Boulevard? That's where I go.
I get mine on the streets.
Ever since they legalized it, I just go right to the streets for it. Because those guys are out of work. Those guys need help.
Because I'm a Libra and I just do the other one. So if you say go to where it's legal, it's maintained. No, I want to go to the gutters and see what I can pull out.
Was your birthday October 17th? That's a Libra birthday.
No, that's not correct.
October 10th.
You still technically, did he get that answer in quick enough? They said you did not get the answer in quick enough.
Was it October 10th?
It was. They're going to give it to you. Yeah, it was. And you have control of the board. Control that board.
I'll take cheese snacks, please, for 400.
This provincial delicatessen, otherwise known as this root.
Gouda.
Good on ya. It is Gouda. And you have control of the board continually.
Rusted root. Was the answer rusted root?
Was the answer rusted root, he's asking.
We heard he said he was right when he said Gouda.
He's doing an impression of you guys. Well, how do you want me to get back to him?
Grace. Grace, are we going to give him the points, Grace? The judge's name is Grace.
Is there a Grace? Is your name Grace? You're a judge?
October 21st.
You know what I like about this? We're having fun, yet we also might just be stalling for time. We have that vibe to us.
You don't know. I don't know. I'm laughing.
Stalling for time?
Are we?
Well, it's a live stream. None of it's edited. It's all live, and and we're the audience as well. So we're the hosts, we're the guests, we're the entertainment as well as the audience. So it's all, time is a flat circle, Jeff. It's all encompassing. It's just all right there. It's just a flat disc. It's just spinning around. It's on repeat.
He said spinning around. What if I just consulted my imaginary friend?
Chris, you gotta talk.
I made a noise.
Yeah, but after you already, the noise was, it was too late. It was like catching the, it was the second hit. The ref catched the second hit.
I don't understand. Why can't you do gallery view and then you can see all of us at the same time? It's very simple.
What's gallery view?
No. I don't have, no, I have gallery view.
Pay for Zoom. Okay,
hold on.
Put your money where your Zoom is.
Yeah, okay, scroll, bro.
Chris, just look at the panes. You see the three panes in front of you?
I just speaker viewed, gallery viewed.
Right. Okay. You gallery view, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you see when I'm talking that there's a yellow highlight to my box?
Yes, bro. I see the.
Now it's yours.
Right now it's still you for me.
No, it's on you, right?
I got a three box.
It moves around, right? Watch that.
How many boxes, Jeff?
I got three boxes.
All right, do you see?
I saw yellow around Jeff's box just then, but now I see it when I speak. I only see it around your Jason.
Keep going.
But when Jeff speaks, the box goes yellow around his box. But when I speak, the box never goes yellow, and my screen doesn't
maybe
up with me, obviously, because I'm that's my view.
Well, when you speak, your box goes yellow on my screen, meaning that the camera is gone to you. Right? Now it's on you.
Okay.
Right? And then now it's back on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If so Jeff you're starts saying to talk, no, now but it's on I'll, you. I'll tell you this. Okay, so I recorded video. I recorded video on Zoom. It's recording all of our videos and you can cut as you see fit.
This is the first I've heard of this.
I'm just learning, though, Chris. I just started playing. I got two fucking kids, man.
No, I'm not trying to.
I'm trying to do better. No, come on.
Well, first of all, I disagree. But second of all, I'm letting you know I recorded video. I recorded Zoom like two days ago, whatever.
All right, so I can go like
and
this.
It gives you all of the audio tracks. It gives you all the video tracks, bro. It's up to you. If you want to cut to me farting into the microphone, you have that power.
Really?
Yeah.
All of it? No.
I'm pretty sure, dude.
No, the one that I get all the audio in separate tracks.
I'm pretty sure.
But dude. That's three videos you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so, because like that would be like, you know.
So you think you only have what you're seeing as an option to edit later when it comes to video, correct?
The last time we did it, I'm going through the footage.
When's the last time you heard it like this?
It goes to the person.
I could do you, I think.
You used to be able to do me well.
You used to be able to do me.
There's but a musicality I've got to Jason. Kids.
I've got kids, but I'm putting on the yellow boxes on your three. The third box I've had, I turned off. And now
add a layer of apathetic belligerence.
Ow.
Like belligerently not caring about something.
Okay, I can spotlight the video. I can go... Oh man, but you know, I gotta figure out how to do it, okay?
You make a video like for making like a celebrity, like and making an impression or something, and you send it to somebody,
yeah,
and they write, almost got it. Like, that's the last time you send them one.
That's the last time ever. That's maybe it. Maybe you never talk to that person again.
To not
almost
have
got sense. It.
Almost got it.
So close. You ever have people like, I love that video. I don't understand why more people haven't watched it. It's up to us what video goes viral, and we just kind of wait. We just wait.
Yeah, right.
Not this one. No. Not this one. This one. It's a button you press, and then a million people see it.
Why don't you become a movie star? Have you ever thought about that?
There was this guy that I knew who is a facial plastic surgeon. Okay, so he and I have a lot in common, obviously. So he went to New York for med school and did his, I don't know, residency or whatever in New York. And I just like simply said, like, oh, did you know any comedians in New York? Just because a lot of my comedian friends lived in New York City, and I just know a lot of comedians in New York City. And of course he said no, because he is a doctor person who went on to become a facial plastic surgeon who was in residency. Of course he didn't have stand-up comedian friends. It makes no sense why he would have a stand-up comedian friend. Of course, that's not his circle. So whenever he talks about me and show business, he always inevitably compares everything that I'm doing or any story I'm telling with Brad Pitt. And those are that's the only person he brings up. He's like, well, you know, Brad Pitt. And I'm like,
it's unbelievable.
It's like I'm like trying to think of the most famous doctor, like Dr. Spock. Who are the famous doctors? If it's like, I just like, you're saying Brad Pitt is the bright shining movie star on the mount, like him and Leonardo DiCaprio. And there's like a very small list of bright shining movie stars. Like you can't, that's just the comparison is not even apples and oranges. That's like saying like, oh, well, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King for you, because you're a doctor, right?
Yeah. Yo, you wanted to get in.
Almost. Not quite. So close to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. By the way, you live longer than him.
Yeah. It's like people have no idea how many layers of this shit there is. You know, you could do it very well and no one knows who you are. And
absolutely.
You know, it's like there are a lot of people like that.
There is a niceness to some anonymity. Like I remember when I was on Comedy Central and I was also like in like every commercial, like I was just on TV a lot, and I went to Disneyland and it was exhausting. Like, it was just like, I just want to go and like smoke weed and go on rides and I'm young and have fun. And I don't want to, this is before cell phones, so that was a little bit better, but I was like, I don't want to stop and take pictures with people. I don't want to do all that.
Right.
Fame is definitely, there's, you know, obviously fame, we all, it'd be nice to have all that money and all that power, but it's also, you just are so at everyone's disposal. And now where everyone has a cell phone, then they're trying to either get a picture of you or get a piece of you or take you down or bring them up. It's just exhausting, Jeff.
Yeah.
And Jason brings up a good point.
Jason.
Pretty high. I got pretty high. I don't know if you noticed, but I smoked a joint.
Jason, talk about your drug use and where it's going and where you think it was. I mean, is this sort of the sort of situation you'll find yourself in later or no?
I think there's a short leash on this dog. There's only like a year left, maybe.
Of drug use?
We'll be able to sneak away. I don't know. Chris, your kid's 9. So maybe you better field this one. How are you doing?
I mean, how long have you been smoking weed, bro?
20 years.
So you think that this is the last year you're going to do it? That's what you just said on the show, right?
I don't know what's going on right now, but I'm having some really major deja vu.
Yeah, because time's a flat circle, man. We already
I feel like you've asked me this question before, and Jeff was there.
What?
Am I ever going to smoke pot again? I guess I have some, so I will.
Yeah, it's like you'll stop smoking when you run out of weed, but you keep buying it, so you never.
Oh, they deliver it in less than an hour.
You got to get some street weed.
Yeah, dude.
The shit that has seeds in it. You know, the shit that's stuffed into a Bazooka Joe wrapper. You know, the real shit. All right, let's take a look at the board one more time. Let's look at the board.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Your selection is as follows. Put your selector on the selector.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the board.
Yep.
Keep your eyes on the board.
Okay. I'm looking at the board.
And
the selector.
Take a look at your selector. Hold the selector down with your thumb. You're using your thumb.
Yep. I got my thumb down.
Up.
Do I select with my forefinger? My pointer finger. I hold it with my thumb, but then I select it with my, while the thumb is being held, I click it with my pointer finger. Do I lift the thumb?
Are you using your right hand or your left hand?
I'm using my right hand, but I'm more than comfortable using my left.
Would you rather use your left?
No, because I'm already using my right, and I'm terrified if I lift my thumb off of this pad.
Okay, well, you're the one that brought it up, so I wouldn't, you know. Use whatever hand you want to use. It doesn't really matter. All right, take a look at the board. You see the board?
Yeah, I see the board. I got the selector.
And let's take a look at the board. We're looking at the board.
Mm-hmm. I'll take TV titles.
TV titles for the board.
Right.
Let's look at that board one more time.
Oh, is that TV titties or TV titles? I'm nearsighted as well as farsighted.
You got to be kidding me.
Is it titles or titties?
No. Turn the cameras off.
I'll take You've Got to Be Kidding Me for $600.
And you won. You just won the board.
Oh, my God. I always dreamed about this moment. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And I'm like, how do I fit it in the car to get it home? But that's, I guess that's my next challenge.
Well, let's take a look at the board then. I don't know. Oh, I think we got it.
That's enough.
We can do it. You want to do it again?
Take it from the top.
Can we do the beginning? Hold on. Let's really, seriously, actually, because I didn't have it recording in the beginning.
What?
Just for like 1 second. No, I mean, I just missed the song. Can we do the song again?
What song?
Our song.
Wait, we're starting the show over?
Let's start the show over.
Oh, we should start the show now. I think we're warmed up. I think we're plenty ready? Warmed up.
Yeah. Are you guys ready? Are you ready to start the show?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
See, huh? Okay, because you're either fucking with me or you don't know what's going on, and you walk a real fine line with that. a real fine line.
Apathetic belligerence.
Know. Autistic?
Artistic.
Artistic, fartistic.
Is it? It's not artistic. It's autistic.
Hey, all you gotta fartistic? Do is. If you, hey, look. I could be on Bravo. But seriously.
Autistic? Fartistic.
Fartistic.
Not artistic. Both Jason Hour. Jason Hour. Autism farts. Autistic farts. Jason Hour.
Autistic farts. Get the website.
Autistic fartistic. Not fart. Artistic, not fantastic. Jason. Autistic fartistic.
Sit in the corner. He hold the child wow. It's wild hour. Now, sir. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the Peacock Flower, Sunset Gower, Park Matt Lauer, Park Jack Bauer. The wildest hour is not yours and mine, it's ours. Wild hour. Bow to the power of the wildest hour. Let's get it going. Ladies and gender non-specifics, it's the Wild Hour starring Chris Wild and Jason Hour. Our guest today, Jeffrey Hansen Richard. Way originally from the Bay Area, now down in Weehawken, that's West Hollywood. Jason, of course, coming from Palos Verdes, Rancho Palos Verdes, which is mountainous green hills. And hi, I'm Chris. I'm here in Redondo Beach. Today's guest on the Wild Hour, Jeff Richards. Jeff, we only have the 1 hour and it starts now.
Oh my God.
Do you have the next 60 minutes to give us your unabridged, your unadulterated, your autistic, and your fartistic best? That's what we need from you, sir.
As long as you can play all my music videos, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. It would be not only our pleasure, but our privilege. Hold on, here's the problem. I'm hoping that you email direct links to Jason because he has a huge scrolling issue. He has scroller's thumb. I don't know if you know this.
Oh my God.
Similar to tennis elbow, but it's scroller's thumb. Right? Yeah,
which, scroller's thumb. Which song? Which song? Oh, hey, you do Bill O'Reilly too?
Caution, you're about to enter no spin zone. The fact it begins in 30 seconds.
You said
yesterday, not Lieutenant, you said this in a statement.
Can you do when he went nuts and he said, like, fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. I don't know, I've never actually.
Did you ever see him lose it?
I met him once. He played
in
my
New York.
Clip.
In yeah, New York City, right?
Yeah, I did that as a sketch once and he played a piece of it on his show. He goes, this should take a look at the clip of today. They're doing me. I don't know if it sounds like me. I don't know. It's okay. It's not great. It might be terrible. It might be a giant hunk of shit. Let's take a look at the clip. Take a look at the board. Let's take a look at it. Ridiculous.
So when you're on SNL and Mad TV and you're impersonating celebrities, these impersonations, like you just told us, get to the celebrities. What's like a fond memory, a bad memory of any celebrity being like, oh, that was great. Oh, you're a son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like any weird Hollywood kind of peek behind the curtain.
Like Louis Anderson was kind of fun because he liked it. He liked the impression. Like, oh, you could do me longer. You can just keep going. Talk about, I love shrimp. You could talk about how I love shrimp.
He kind of sounds
like... You guys
like,
ready to play the feud?
He also could, like, work at a Korean restaurant.
I could work in a Korean restaurant. You ever done that? You ever do that? You ever been there? You ever done that? It's hot in here. One time, Gary Busey... I did a movie that never went anywhere. We filmed it, but it never went any farther than that. And
with Gary Busey.
Yeah, and I'd been doing my Gary Busey impression for like all the crew and stuff. And that, I wasn't even thinking, of course it's going to get back to him. And now I got to deal with him. I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I'm in the backyard of this house we're shooting in, and he comes out, and I just hear this, come out, wherever you are. Busey. And he comes up to me and he goes, and he has two hot dogs in his hands and he hands me a hot dog. He goes, here, eat it. And I'm like, I don't really like relish. And he goes, just eat it. It's you know, that was something. And then, oh, Dustin Hoffman's a good one. I met him once. I was in the streets of New York and I just started doing an impression of him and I went up to him. And my buddy saw him and I went up to him and I go, hey, Mr. Hoffman, I do an impression of you. I just want to say hi, you know? And he goes, oh, yeah. Why don't you do it for me right now? Do it. I was like, fuck, that's how I do it, you know? And I had to get right up in his ear. And I go, I find you very attractive. I find you very, very attractive, and I want to make passionate love to you for hours and hours and hours and hours. And he turned to me and he goes, why don't you say it to my wife? Maybe she'll go out with you.
It's amazing. Dude, could they even make Tootsie in 2020? I mean, obviously, we can't now. We're all locked
down. You can make anything, you know?
I don't think they can.
I love that. I just watched that movie again. I love that movie.
They wouldn't. They would be upset that a straight, pan, gender neutral male. They wouldn't. They would be upset that a heterosexual male portrayed a transgender person in a soap opera movie show. They would be upset because Scarlett Johansson was supposed to play something. And then there was people are upset. And then Scarlett Johansson was like, okay, I won't do it. And then the movie didn't get made because you need stars to be in your movies.
Right.
There's not a ton of transgender stars. I don't think they could make Tootsie today. I don't think they could. Personally.
Oh yeah. They wouldn't. No, you know, it's, I don't know.
You need a good actor. You can't have RuPaul play Tootsie. Like it's not, you need a Dustin Hoffman. That was a fucking amazing movie. You need somebody.
Dr. Brewster, macho women are ugly. Ugly women are masculine. Shame on you, macho shithead. Dr. Brewster. And then remember Bill Murray? And I was like, you know, it's getting kind of weird, you know.
He was the best.
He goes, you know, when you were crimping your wig, you know, I didn't say anything, you know. And you know, when you came in here and you were talking about cottage cheese and how you need other debt, you know, I didn't say anything, but you know, now it's just getting weird. I don't do a Bill Murray, so that's why that fell short.
No one does, right? I mean, only the guy.
I've never seen it.
Only the guy who does the voice of Garfield and then Bill Murray's character in the real Ghostbusters cartoon is a guy doing an impersonation of Bill Murray.
I think his voice double.
His name is very similar to Donnie Darko. It's not Donnie Darko, though.
It is what
Lorenzo Music. Lorenzo Music. Lorenzo
Music, yeah. Right. I remember hearing that.
He did the voice of Garfield, and I think Peter Venkman was Bill Murray's character. Yeah.
Dr. Venkman.
Yeah. So Lorenzo, and then that was super meta that Bill Murray voiced the voice of Garfield in the Garfield movie because the voice of Garfield in the cartoon also did the voice of Bill Murray in the real Ghostbusters cartoon. Like, wow, that blew my fucking mind, bro. That was the first time I knew time is a flat circle. I was like, whoa. was Studio 30R, whatever, was Rockefeller Center haunted? It seems like it would be haunted, that building. There would be ghosts. Are there any ghost stories Anybody crew members been there a long time and tell old ghost stories?
Man, not really.
Did you talk to the crew ever?
I would never talk to the crew. Exactly.
Did you talk to
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. I was going to like, you know, that was a, I think no matter how trained you are, it's a lot to take on being at Saturday Night Live, you know, even if you're really ready. And I wasn't really that ready anyway. So at all, really. I mean, I was, you know, could do impressions, but I didn't really have been trained or anything.
I don't know how, like, everybody,
you really have to be at like, you know, the Groundlings or improv, you know, an improv company for really, it's beneficial for years. And
you
years.
You don't think Chips readied you?
Here's, let's talk about Chips real quick. Let's just say they didn't fall in the right places. No, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I was like, I think it's good to go in at SNL when you're like, you know, I guess it's different for everybody, but after you've had like about 10 years and yeah, 10 years.
And also, like, fuck yeah. I mean, look at like Pete Davidson and Eddie Murphy, right? So they went in when they were like 18 years old, literally, or 18.
Hey, Eddie was 17, wasn't he?
There you go. 17 years old and 18 years old. And I mean, Eddie Murphy obviously shot out of a cannon, but Pete Davidson clearly, you know, there are obvious struggles that kid is going through handling all of the insane pressures of international superstardom. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it's also different. I always get weirded out by like gets the keys to the comedy castle and how one note so many of these people are. I'm like, Aziz Ansari does one thing, you know, Ken Jeong, very funny. He does the one thing. Maybe there's a second thing, you know, Pete Davidson, great kid. He does one thing. Jeff, I'm talking to you. He did 1,000 things. The show, we've only been on the show for 3 minutes. We just started the show 3 minutes ago and you've already done 100 things. But you know what I mean?
First off, thank you. But I don't understand this. We just started the show thing.
We just heard the intro. We just played the intro. I mean, you were there. Everything else was this tech. It was dress rehearsal. Did you think the dress rehearsal was real? Did you not tell him about the dress?
Let's take a look at the board. Let's take a look at the board. And the board says,
I'll take Avoid the Noid for 600.
Avoid the Noid for 600. And the answer is, Adelidabala. Oh, wait, am I supposed to send you something?
He hates delivery pizza. Yeah.
Well, no, you can just tell me. Oh, he's got the
The enemy of DoorDash now. He hates more than just Domino's. He just hates all delivery food. You got to avoid the Noid.
Avoid the Noid.
But he's wearing gloves, so he's COVID ready. His mask is on wrong. But other than that, he is ready.
They should have a new Noid.
Well, I'm annoyed at Jason because he doesn't know how to run the goddamn board. Should we go to the board?
Let's take a look at the board. We don't necessarily need to go to it. Let's just look at it.
Let's everybody go over to it.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Now don't touch it. You can stand close, but don't fucking touch it.
That'd be amazing. On Jeopardy, Alex Trebek. So all the contestants physically go over the board to look at the categories, but they're not allowed to touch them. Look at them. All right, now go back to the desk, back to the podium. Go on, back.
Well, you got to walk over and see them. You don't have to feel like you didn't get to touch them. It's not about touching them. Take a look at the board. All right, let's go over to the board.
Okay, everybody, let's go. Let's go, everybody. Everybody, go. Go.
Is this Ditto Kiddo?
Sure, do a Ditto Kiddo song. This is
Oh, great. We have Chris, it's a musical show.
We should work some music together because, like, play I Cry at Weddings. If you don't
Cry at Weddings?
Yes, I'm excited about this.
I'm gonna have to scroll there. Hold on.
Oh, no. See, Jeff, this is why we have a dress rehearsal, because if we were actually recording earlier, he wouldn't be able to know how to scroll to it. But now he's had the rehearsal. Now he can bring up I Cry at Weddings like that.
Scroll shaming.
I cry at weddings, not good. stressed. My tux don't fit, and neither does my dress. The frosting on the cake makes my heart ache. The ornaments and decorations I can barely take. The band sounds like shit, I wish they would quit. All they play are covers, they can suck my dick. But I could bring the house down, I could be the right sound. I would surely be the man if they let me be the band.
I cry at weddings, not cause I'm sad. They bring out emotions I never knew I had.
The reception makes me bloated, eat and drink too much. I become a sobbing cow who could use a solid punch to my cow head to knock some sense in. Not to mention, my penis has an erection. It's a small one and kind of crooked. It doesn't bend well. I think it's stupid. Now I'm on the dance floor, single white man whore, grinding on the bride. Crowd cheer, crowd roar.
I cried at weddings. I'm sad. They bring out emotions I never knew I had.
Divorce is in the air. It takes one affair to take this perfect union and make it one big heir. Till death do they part. Good luck with that. He'll become a drunk, she'll become fat.
I cried.
Bring out emotions I never knew I had.
Right, weddings, not cause I'm sad. They bring out emotions I never knew I had.
Nice.
Dude, that was so good, bro. That
Thank
was
you.
So Morrissey, The Cure, 80s. That was so good, dude.
Thank
was
you.
There, video, too.
Was there a better decade for music than the 80s? Let's be honest.
I mean, my favorite stuff is my favorite band's The Smiths. You know, I love.
I feel like.
I love all that stuff.
Like, video and hip hop ruined everything because. Before the 80s, there weren't videos, and you could look however the hell you wanted to look as long as you sounded good. And then that decade was amazing because we had videos to go along with the wonderful sound, but the sound was perfect. And then videos, they didn't cheapen it, but like people became too obsessed with the look of the sound as opposed to the sound of the sound.
Oh,
and
then
rap ruined everything.
It was the CDs, man. It's from when they went from vinyl to CDs, man.
CDs nuts, Jason.
They lowered the morph, man. It did. That's
but
when
that's,
the music
that's the thing about blanket. good shit is it never gets where it needs to be because it's not the only reason it gets somewhere because it's good. It's like so much product just gets, you know, gets the go ahead because somebody's uncle or it's, this guy's went to law school with this guy. And you know, it's,
I'm a little more hopeful now in that we're not so reliant on music videos. There aren't 24 hours of music video channels. Yes. Songs
and
videos
now, don't we?
But nobody cares about the videos really. You know, you just play, you go to YouTube and play the song that you like. And so there, it's all there for you. But I still say that 80s is the definitive decade for music because it all rose to that point and then it dissipated for me. But maybe that's also
what
I was
about,
the right age.
What about the 90s though, man?
Garbage.
91, 92, 93.
91 only because it was so close to the 80s. 90 was the best year of the 90s.
Like there's some fucking
it was right on the other edge of the
80s. Down, man.
Really, 89 is the year.
Yeah. The Van Halen year. Was still like... Together,
December
right?
31st, 1989 is the best day for music.
Molly, what?
The last day of the 80s was the best day.
The last day of the 80s was the best day of
easily.
The 80s. Of
easily.
The 80s.
Easily.
It does feel like the last soiree of the 80s is that last day, you know.
I was super hopeful for the 20s. I was like, oh, dude, it's going to be the soaring 20s. We had the roaring 20s, and now it's the soaring 20s. I talked many times to Jason about how the world has had an identity crisis since 9/11 because, okay, we had the 90s. We had Y2K. We had 9/11, post-9/11, pre-9/11, post-9/11. Now it's been so much time. And what do you say, the Obama years? Post-9/11 is like a 19-year span, so that's too much. We haven't had like a good decade. We haven't had a decade with a name. Now all of a sudden we have the 20s, and I was like, yes, here it comes. And man, it came in with a fucking stinky, wet fart. Sorry for the language. I'm sorry,
Jeff. No. I mean, I was going to term it as the not-so-roaring 20s.
Yeah, it's the sore 20s. Forget about the soaring.
The sore 20s.
Open sore 20s.
Open sore 20s. Oh, my God. That's the way I'm going to sell pot. Oh, you want an open sore 20? I'm only selling open sore 20s.
So you will only take a $20 bill and give them the 20s.
An open sore. You get an open sore.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you get an open sore for $20.
But back in the 1920s, wasn't that when the Great Depression was, right? Ish? I don't know.
Yeah.
History. Okay.
1930s, 28.
Oh, really?
26 was like the...
why were the roaring 20s so roaring?
Roaring.
Roared all the way to the Great Depression?
Because everybody was buying on the margin, man. They're just buying on the margin.
Was it after World War One or something? I don't know history, guys.
Yeah, there's a flu.
I know I look super smart, but I'm not.
Yeah, there's the roaring 20s.
It's been throwing me the whole time. But you're going to fucking tell me we're starting again, and I'm going to fucking get really upset. Jeff, here we go. We're all ready to go now. Here we go.
Good afternoon, good evening, good wherever you are in the sphere of time. We've started the show, we've finished the show, and this is also the halfway point.
I mean, we did get a solid hour and a half out of you.
Let me try you mind if I do an impression for you?
Please do.
Trying to think of which one it was. I freaking forgot.
Any relation to Michael Richards?
How about, you want a little David Attenborough? You like him?
I was always a Dickie Attenborough fan, his brother Richard.
Do Richard and I'll do...
Okay.
Clearly, I'm the one.
You do David Attenborough and I'll do Richard Attenborough.
Oh, far, far away. Far, far away.
You know, Mother loved me best, David. That's why I control Jurassic Park.
Be that as it may, the deserts are drying up.
You talk about films and I make them. I have an Academy Award. You have a voiceover best certificate.
You have a nagging coke habit. And your granddaughters don't love you. Matter of fact, they don't even know who you are.
Only because I refuse to FaceTime them. There are no iPhones in heaven, because I've died and you're still alive.
Yes, but not for long. This world is heading for disaster. The lakes are drying up, and that's at the strip clubs.
Well, we spared no expense. We spared no expense with those dollar bills for those crusty hoes.
Was that a nursery rhyme?
I wouldn't know. I never read them to my cunt slut granddaughters.
You're a cunt slut. Granddaughter is also my cunt slut granddaughter.
Your daughter would be my niece, correct?
You don't sound like Darth Vader, Chris.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Take him away.
My granddaughter would never be a rebel traitor, scum.
Okay, it's Iron Man. I'm here. Remember me? It's Mermy, Iron Man.
We're right? Both part of the Disney Empire now, Iron Man.
Okay, but be that as it may, my parking spot is at the front, okay? Really?
I'm Mufasa as well. You're only one character.
Only one for now, but we're trying to reproduce, me and my wife, and we're getting close.
I saw Dr. Doolittle.
Oh?
The and, Welsh accent was a misstep, Bob.
Sorry, I missed a word. Did you say, was it Big Turd? Excuse me.
I actually did see Dr. Doolittle in the theaters. It was a mind-boggling movie, man. It took place, and it was a period movie that took place like 100 years ago, let's say. Robert Downey Jr. had this horrible Welsh accent. Like, he had a cute, cheeky British accent when he was Sherlock Holmes in a couple movies, right? He has a Welsh accent for Dr. Doolittle, a period piece where the animals spoke in modern slang. It was very, very off-putting, that movie. It made not a lick of sense.
Well, you know what? The check that they paid me for it was, that made sense.
Yeah, dollars and cents.
That's dollars
many,
and
many
cents.
Many, many cents.
It's like my own personal private Idaho.
It was a hit in Paraguay.
You know, I went to Paraguay recently, actually before this whole thing happened, and I bought myself a llama, but then I forgot I couldn't bring it on the airplane, so I just left it there. Anyway.
Do you think he loves his wife, Susan?
I mean, you're talking to him.
Bob, do you love your wife, Susan, or is it just kind of a marriage of convenience?
You know what? We get along with each other just fine, you know?
Hey, she produces all your movies, I noticed.
That's right. It's a working relationship. We get along just fine. And you know what? Here, let's do... You want to hear that Welsh accent?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to distract you. I don't want to answer these questions.
So if you're Robert Downey Jr., what was Robert Downey Sr. like? What was the old man like?
It was actually my father was Morton Downey Jr. Hey, Mort, right. I'm mad as hell. He used to make me make the videos. I would be like, hey, Mort, I'm mad as hell. I'm your son, remember? Robert Downey
because
Jr.?
Because you can't be Morton Downey Jr. Jr. He's already Morton Downey Jr., so you were Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Of course, that makes perfect sense.
Sure, sure. I had to, you know, I had to change my last name to make it work. So seriously, you know, who fucking took a dump? Did somebody take a dump? Margo, why is that your purse? You better hide it. Oh, sorry, I forgot I was on.
Who's Margo?
Margo's my assistant, and Kelly is my new taxi driver. I bought a taxi cab. She drives my taxi cab. Whoa.
You are in lockdown with Margo, Kelly. Is Susan your wife there?
Yeah, she's here. She's in the bathroom. She's taking shit.
That's too many people. That's first of all, that's probably the poop you smell is your wife shitting in the bathroom, right?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, pinpoint it, but I will say this.
Since Margo works for you, could you just like look in Margo's purse? Does that make sense? Like you're her boss. Could you say, Margo, let me see what's in your purse and then tell us the items in her purse?
You know, everyone is advised on taking and filling out paperwork. Like, right. You know, if you're gonna hang out with me, you know, you're gonna have to fill out your paperwork.
Non-disclaimer.
I don't just walk around and, you know, take pictures and this and that. You know,
someone's got non-disclosure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just I say paperwork because I don't want people to non-disclosure sounds. Oh, it sounds kind of, you know. Yeah.
Potato, but, potato. You
know, it is
lawsuit.
What it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll even make a potato fill it out just because I don't want to take any chances.
Yeah, it's true. And there's electricity in a potato. Oh, no. Oh, Margo, Robert down. Robert Downey down.
Margo, put that T-bone down. We're going to cook that still. You got to cook that still. Margo's out of her fucking mind. She's off her medicine.
How long have you lived in WeHo, Jeff?
I've been out here 5 years.
And where from? Where were you from before that? Where were you living before?
Boy, is that what I'm looking like? Why did it make an audio format? But why is it so that I can see myself like that? That's weird. Am I supposed to just look at myself and talk?
If you don't want to be seen, you have to stop talking. That's the secret of Zoom. If you don't want to see yourself, you have to sit in utter silence.
My God, it's like the small box is me, the giant screen is me, and I'm just supposed to have a fucking conversation like that? Whoa, what the fuck? That should be my screensaver. That you should sell that screensaver option. Can you imagine that being your screensaver, just going like that off?
I can make a loop. I'm going to make a loop out of that.
I will make a loop. I'm going to poop in Marco's bag.
I can do it myself.
All right, what would your screensaver be, Jason?
My screensaver?
It's my screensaver.
I'll show you my screensaver. Hold on.
That's like the beginning of a song. My screensaver.
Take a look at the board.
My screensaver. Let's go over to the board.
Take a look at the board.
Everybody, over to the board. Everyone,
let's
now.
Let's go over
quickly,
to the board.
Quickly. My screensaver.
Everybody, come over to the board.
What the fuck did I just do?
What the fuck did I just do?
Oh, man.
So you've been in WeHo for 5 years, Jeff. The thing I missed the most about West Hollywood was how I could walk to stuff. There was so much stuff for me to walk to. Restaurants and pubs and shops and my friends' places. Everything was walkable. I used to blow people's minds pre-Uber and Lyft, and I would hail a cab in West Hollywood. They thought it couldn't be done, but I knew the streets where cabs would frequent, and I would put my hand up, and sometimes taxi cabs would stop in West Hollywood. It would blow people's minds, Jeff.
Oh, I know. When were you out here?
I was in West Hollywood from the year 2000 till the year 2009. I was North Hollywood, 98, 99 Hollywood, 2000 to 2009 West Hollywood, and now I live in the Hollywood Riviera. South Redondo Beach. It's all Hollywood, baby.
Wonderful.
And my grandma used to, and grandpa, granny and Poppy used to live in Hollywood, Florida. And my granny visited me. She flew from Hollywood. And
dude,
she flew out to Hollywood.
Dude, Hollywood, Florida is like right by Hope Sound, Florida.
Oh, so you would fly into Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, Stewart, Martin County.
I mean, like, you guys wouldn't fly, obviously. You're in a fucking trailer park.
Because like Burt Reynolds.
I'm sure there was a Greyhound bus station.
Didn't Burt Reynolds have a restaurant called The Lighthouse or some shit over in Hollywood, Florida?
Maybe.
And George Bush's mom lived there or something like that? Maybe. Like the senior,
I thought Burt Reynolds had his like own theater and stuff, and it was closer to Tampa.
I thought it was in Hollywood, Florida, man.
I just know that Two Live Crew was busted in Hollywood, Florida. Like they arrested him for public profanity or something.
Two Live Crew?
Yeah. Band in the USA. That was
that. Pop that coochie. Hey, pop that coochie.
Pop that coochie. Pop that coochie.
Here's my screensaver on that fucking note. I don't want to show it now. Never mind.